弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
实在感谢主，我们可以再一次的聚集在一起。
We rejoice again all gather before Him。
我们开始聚会的时候，我们先唱一首诗歌，是409首。
To begin, let us turn to Hymn 409。
诗歌409。
409。
歌名是你是我意象。
Title of the hymn is Be Thou My Vision。
我们好不好请诗琴给我们第一句，我们就开始。
Sister will give us the first line and then we join it.
我是我主，你是我的神，你是我的一切，自在的光，大家的飞也不觉得是说，心中我的心，你是我光明，你是我活的，你是我主的，爱的不属于你，你也属我，你是我主的，你是我主子。
做个祷告。
Let's bow for prayer.
亲爱的主，我们再次感谢你，是你的爱叫把我们召集在一起。
Dear Lord, we thank you because your love, we are gathered here.
主啊，谢谢你，把我们从这个世界里面拯救出来，你也呼召我们走一条属天的路。
Thank you for saving us from this world, and you have called us to walk a heavenly way.
主啊，我们实在求你常常把你心意里面的那个的意象来给我们可以知道并且也愿意可以来跟随上去。
And may we know and be able to follow this vision that is within your heart.
主啊，如果你不向我们启示。把你自己向我们启示的时候，主啊，我们就没有办法可以认识你，真正的认识你。
If you do not reveal yourself to us, we confess we cannot truly know you.
所以我们早上主啊，我们再次的谦卑的来到你的跟前。
This morning we like to come humbly before you.
求主你就借着我们弟兄所交通的话语，主啊把。你从天上的意象再一次的向我们的心里面来说。
And as our brothers speak, may you reveal to us that vision from heaven that you want us to see.
愿意你的意象就在我们的前面一直的来成为我们追求的目标。
And may this vision becomes the goal that we pursue after.
主啊，我们把以下的时间，我们恭敬的仰望在托在你的手。
We commit this time unto you.
们祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this with thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们请 Steve 弟兄让我们交通。
Give the time to your brother Steve.
Again, we welcome you to be here.
我们再次欢迎每一位。
You know, our Lord is with a lot of grace and mercy.
我们知道我们的主他是蛮有恩典和怜悯的。
If not, we might not live until today.
如果不是的话，我们可能就不能够存活到今天。
So today I think I'd like to share a topic.
今天我想来分享一个的题目。
Abigail, can you put my first line up?
我们请 Abby 把那个打出来。
So that's the title.
这个就是今天的题目。
Divine Revelation.
一个神的启示。
You know what? Some might think LaFu and I coordinate about what the hymn and also my message.
你可能想李副弟兄和我会有一些的合作就是在我们所唱的诗歌和今天所交通的信息上面。
But I'm telling you, it's all done by Holy Spirit. We never talk to each other.
但是我可以告诉你那完全是圣灵的工作我们之前没有彼此的交通。
What the hymn said, be thou my vision.
这首诗歌说到你是我的意象。
Vision is not what commonly, what we know in a general sense.
这个意象并不是我们一般所认为的那一种意象。
Because in the world, there's a lot of people have visions.
因为在这个世界上有很多人，他们都有一个意象啊。
We say they are visionary in certain field.
我们说他们都是一些有远见的人。
But today we're going to emphasize the fact that the vision that is from God.
可是今天我想强调的就是这个意象是从神来的。
Vision can be tangible or intangible.
意象有一些是可以
捉摸
达得到的。
捉摸。
可以捉摸的有一些是不能够捉摸的。
In either case, the observer can understand it directly or maybe require further interpretation in order to understand.
有些是那个看见的人他可以明白得到，可是有一些的话需要有更多的解释给他。
But whatever the observer finally have perceived or understand that its meaning,
可是最后这个看见的人他是可以明白得到当中的意义是什么。
That's called revelation.
这就是我们所谓的启示。
You remember there's a king called Nebuchadnezzar in the Old Testament.
你还记得在旧约有一个王他的名字叫做尼布甲尼撒。
He dreamed about an image.
他就梦见了一个很大的像。
And you could remember it about the dream afterwards.
你记得他发了这个梦之后有什么事情发生呢？
He forgot about what he had dreamed.
他就忘记了他所梦见的是什么。
But he wants somebody to tell him.
可是他却要其他人告诉他。
What was that dream about?
我所发的梦, 到底是什么呢?
So, I mean, fortunately, there is a, at the time was, I guess, a young man called Ben.
很幸运的, 那个时候有一个年轻人, 他的名字叫做丹尼里。
He has a lot of spirit inside his heart.
他是有神的灵在他的心里。
So we prayed to God about what exactly was the dream and what did it mean to them.
他就向神祷告，求问这个梦是什么。 并且它里面所说的是什么？
Of course, you can read that in the Bible, in the book of Daniel.
你可以在但以理书里面可以读得到。
So what God showed him about the whole thing, what we call is revelation.
神就把那些事情给他看见，这就是我们所说的启示。
So today, I want to first read some scriptures.
那今天我想来先读一些的经文。
Because for the sake of time, I have my brother do the first two quotations.
因着时间的关系，我就请我的弟兄来先读头两节。
Okay, the first one is in Galatians.
第一处是在加拉太书。
Verse 1, and then 11, 12, and 15 to 16.
读第一，然后第11到第16节。
第一章第一节，做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。然后第十一节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。15-16。然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来，又是人教我的神，既乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他存在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
And we're going to read Ephesians chapter 1.
然后我们读以弗所书第一章,
17-23. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17-23.
以弗所书第一章第17到23节。 求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父, 将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。 就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的、人来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体。
I have two more passages.
我们还有两处的经文。
I go to read it because they are shorter.
因为很短, 所以我来读。
First Timothy, Chapter 3:16.
提摩太前书第三章第十六节。
And without controversy, Greek is a mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. And the next one is the one I think is also listed here. It's Proverbs 29:18.
然后另外一处是在箴言第29章第18节。
Where there's no vision, the people perish.
没有异象，民就放肆。
The perish can be translated as unrestrained.
这个死亡可以翻译成为放肆啊。
So these are the verse pronounced.
我们读经暂时读到这里哈。
Let's bow down and have a short prayer.
我们低头再做一个简短的祷告。
Dear Lord, we come to you with a heart of humility and also a heart of thanksgiving.
主啊，我们持着一个谦卑和感恩的心来到你的跟前。
We know how much you love us.
我们知道你何等的爱我们。
You don't want us to miss anything that you already provide for us.
你不要我们错过你所为我们预备的所有的事情。
So today I ask the spirit of wisdom and revelation to be among us.
所以今天我们就求那赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们当中。
So that we can understand what is in your mind.
使我们能够明白你的心思。
We know we are very much a small vessel.
你知道我们是何等微小的一个器皿。
But we thank God because you want to fill us with your love and your life. And
可是我们感谢我们的神，因为你是愿意在我们里面来把你的爱和你的恩典来充满。
So thank you again in Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.
You know, every generation of believers must rediscover a fundamental spiritual reality.
我们知道我们每一代的信徒我们必须重新的来发现一些很基本的属灵的实际。
Christian life inevitably degenerate without divine revelation.
如果没有神的启示我们基督徒的生活必定是会堕落的。
As Proverbs 29:18 sort of alerts us,
就像在箴言第29章里面说到没有异象民就放肆。
That's what He told me.
这是中文翻译的。
So, this particular darkness or spiritual problem actually was presented in the book of Judges.
这就是在这个四世纪里面所记载到的那些黑暗的日子。
So at that time, every man did what was right in their own eyes.
在那个的时期，每个人都是行他们眼中看为正的事。
What they do is they do what they like.
他们做他们喜欢做的事。
Rather than listen to God's command.
他们没有去听从神的吩咐。
Furthermore, the word of Lord at that time was rare. There's no open vision.
并且在那段的日子，神的言语非常的稀少，没有异象。
Sadly, this same spiritual condition has appeared strictly throughout the church history.
可是很悲哀的，在教会的历史里面，这种属灵的情况，不断的重复的出现。
Even to this day.
甚至在今天也是。
So, divine revelation is not from man's subjective mysticism, emotionalism, or private dreams.
真正的启示并不是我们人的一些奥秘主义，或者是一些感情主义，或者是一些人所发的梦里面。
It is the unveiling of God's eternal purpose granted through the Holy Spirit and the Holy, excuse me, granted through the Holy Scripture and illuminated by the Holy Spirit.
乃是神透过圣经还有圣灵的光照，把他的永远的旨意来向我们显明。
So all divine revelation for humanity has been recorded in the Bible.
所有对人的启示都已经记载在圣经里面。
So outside of the scripture, there's no true revelation.
所以在圣经以外就没有真正的启示了。
So because of that, I want to emphasize believers need to study the whole Bible repeatedly with reference and perseverance.
所以我想强调我们信徒必须要带着一个敬畏还有一个谦卑的心，要把整本的圣经重复的来读。
Each time when you read it, you pray to God that the spirit of wisdom and revelation to guide.
并且我们每一次读圣经的时候，我们要求神把智慧启示的灵来引导我们。
So, you look at Apostle Paul, he stands as a prime witness.
我们可以看到保罗是一个非常重要的一个的见证人。
He boldly declares in Galatians chapter 1,Verse 2, it says, For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以他就在加拉太书第一章第十二节里面很大胆的就这样说，我领受的不是从人来的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督的启示来的。
So Paul did not invent the gospel or inherit it as a human tradition.
所以保罗他没有自己好像发明了福音，或者是好像从人的那个的遗传那边承受过来的。
So God actually revealed to him the secret kept hidden since the world began.
乃是神把那从创世以前隐藏的那个的奥秘告诉他。
So crucially, these secrets were not revealed for Paul alone.
很重要的就是那个的奥秘不只是向保罗来显示。
They were uncovered so that the church, every believer, you and me, might understand God's ultimate master plan.
他们被打开使得教会就是你和我可以来认识神他那个最终那个伟大的设计。
So we can walk in his power and fulfill his eternal purpose.
所以我们可以行在他的能力当中，也可以来完成他永远的旨意。
Abigail, next slide.So what is revelation?
那什么是启示呢？
In a simple term, it's unveiling of the hidden mind of God.
简单的来说，就是把神那隐藏的心思来显明出来。
As I said before, revelation is not a human discovery or intellectual breakthrough.
我刚才说过启示并不是人的一些的发现，或者他们在知识上面的一些的突破。
It's entirely God's initiative to open his heart and mind to mankind.
乃是人啊，乃是神，他主动的把他的心还他的心意向人来打开。
So first, God is the owner and the disclosure of secrets.
啊，首先神他是他的奥秘的主人和一个启示者。
So in Deuteronomy 29:29 established that divine boundary.
所以在申命记第29:29就立定了一个属灵的界限。
The secret thing belongs to our Lord, our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us.
隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们的神，唯有那些显明的事是属于我们的。
Godhead holds deep and unsearchable counsels.
神的旨意是很深奥，也是不能够测透。
But according to his sovereignty, he enlightens those who have a heart to seek him.
可是按照他的主权他就光照那些向他有心的人。
So God takes the initiative to make the unknown known.
所以神就主动把那些不可知的成为可以知道的。
So in the book of Amos,
在阿摩斯书
it says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto the servants, the prophets.
主耶和华若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，就一无所行。
In Daniel, it also said, God reveals the deep and secret things.He knows what is in the darkness and also the light drawing him.
在但以理书，理书也说到，他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光明也与他同居。
So, what are the great mystery of God?
那神有哪一些很伟大的奥秘呢？
There actually is all recorded in the scripture.
其实都已经记载在圣经里面了。
Scripture reveals that there's two mystery spanning from the eternity past to our present.
圣经里面记载有两个的奥秘，它的时间是从过去的永远到
今天。
So
in the past, God disclosed fragments of His mystery to the Old Testament prophets.
过去神很片段的把他的奥秘显示给在旧约的那一些的先知。
But full revelation came only when His Son entered the world.
可是当他的儿子来到世上的时候，他就显示他就把他的启示完整的显明出来。
So number one is the mystery of God is Christ.
所以第一个就是神的奥秘就是基督。
But we read about this a little bit earlier. For ages, God's character and plan will fail, but the ultimate secret of the universe has a name, Jesus Christ.
我们刚才说过神的性情还有他的计划本来是隐藏的可是在这个宇宙中那个最高的奥秘是有一个名字他名字就是耶稣基督。
Paul.At the time, warned the Colossians against philosophy, human traditions, and angel worship that diminished Christ's supremacy.
保罗就警告哥罗西的信徒们， 要小心防备一些人的哲学还有一些人的传统并且一些天使的敬拜因为这些事都是把基督的超越来减低了。
So Paul stressed that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
保罗强调说神本性一切的丰富都是有形有体的居住在基督里面。
To see Christ is to see the invisible God make manifest as Apostle John pointed out in John 1:18.
就像使徒约翰在约翰福音第一章第十八节里面说到我们看见基督就是看见那不能看见的神。
Christ is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person.
基督是神荣耀的光他就是神的本体。
So, in certain sense, we know God's heart is Christ.
所以在某一方面我们知道神的心就是基督。
So, the next one is talking about the mystery of Christ is church.
下一个就是基督的奥秘是教会。
So Christ did not come merely to save isolated Christians or individuals.
基督来他并不是要拯救我们个人。
He came to build a corporate body.
他要来建立一个身体。
The mystery behind for generations is that believers from every nation are joined together as one body in Christ.
隐藏在历史历代里面的奥秘就是来自不同地方的信徒他们要连接在一起成为基督的身体。
The church is appointed to manifest the manifold wisdom of God to the heavenly authorities.
教会是被预定要向天上的执政掌权的来彰显神诸般的智慧。
These are quoted in Ephesians chapter 3:10-11.
这是在以弗所书第三章第十节里面的。
So, there's a lot of passage I don't want to mention here.
还有其他的经文我在这里就不想提出来了。
Some of them are quoted there.
Yeah, 有一些你可以在这个荧幕上面可以看得到。
So in conclusion, the church is a visible expression of the corporate Christ on earth and will eternally magnify the glory of Christ and the God Father.
所以教会是在地上来把基督的身体显明出来。并且在永恒里面要来彰显基督和父神的荣耀。
And we go to, did I move the slide forward? No. Okay.So, let's talk about a little bit about the word which is used by the Holy Spirit to enlighten his secret.
我们来说一说圣灵所用的一些的话来光照我们。
So, if you read John chapter 1,
如果你读约翰福音第一章
it says,The word make flesh, basically.
他说到道成了肉身。
The word is in capital letter.
这个的道在英文里面是用这个歹筹来写的。
Capital letter is not the word.
是用那个 capital, 那个 W. I said.
Because it represents what they call in Greek the word logo.
因为在希腊文里面是logo 这个字。
It represents what God thinks, what God would like to do.
因为他是把神所想的和他要做的事来表明出来。
So when the word becomes flesh, that means Jesus is going to demonstrate what God wants and what God wants to do.
所以当这里说到的道成了肉身，就是说到耶稣要把神的心思和他所要做的来表明出来。
So when Jesus on the earth, what he said and what he do were the light of men.
所以在主耶稣在地上的时候，他所说的话，他所做的事，就成为人的光。
When he died, but rose and resurrected and ascended to his Father, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide the believers into all truth.
当他从死里复活并且升到父神那里之后，他就差遣圣灵来要引导我们进入一切的真理。
That's recorded in John 16:13.
是记载在约翰福音第十六章里面。
Let's move on. Why do believers need revelation?
那我们现在要来看为什么信徒需要启示呢？
So spiritual revelation is not an option just for what we call the elite Christians.
属灵的启示并不只是给那些好像比较高级的基督徒才有的。
Actually, the church has no ranks for Christians. In the church, there's no ranks.
在教会里面的话是没有等级的。
Everybody is the same in front of God.
在神的跟前，我们每一个人都是一样。
Revelation is needed because it is the likelihood of the body of Christ.
我们需要启示因为那是基督身体的那一个生命的供应。
The first point I want to say is human reason cannot reach God's purpose. That's why we need revelation.
因为人的人的智慧不能够可以摸得到神的旨意的，所以我们需要启示。
You remember Joe when he was in a lot of affliction, he asked something.
约伯当他在苦难当中，他问了一个问题。
Canst thou by searching and find out God?
说你若考察就能够彻透神吗？
The definite answer is no.
那个答案是否定的。
Human intellect, tradition, even religious effort can never cross that big gap into God's eternal thoughts.
因为人的智慧遗传或者一些的宗教的活动是不能够跨越那一个的鸿沟，可以达到神那里。
Jehovah says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways are my ways."
因为耶和华神说我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。
Because his ways is so unsearchable, he must reveal himself.
因为他的道路是不能够彻透的，所以我们需要神的启示。
Revelation is the foundation of the genuine Christian living.
启示是我们今天基督徒 生活的的根基啊。
You know, a Christian life built merely on religious rules or moral codes is dry and powerless.
因为如果我们的基督徒的生命只不过是建立在一些的宗教的规条，或者一些在道德上面的一些就会很孤单，也是没有能力的。
You know, when you believe in God,
当
我们信主的时候，
true
conversion begins with revelation.
我们真正的改变是从启示开始的。
Just like Paul's life.
就像保罗的生命一样。
Paul's life was completely upend on the Damascus road.
保罗的生命在他去大马士的路上完全的改变。
After years of labor and affliction in his ministry, Paul testified that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他虽然经过多年的劳苦在服事当中，可是保罗可以说他没有违背从天上来的意象。
Revelation directs and empowers believers towards personal and corporate life transformation reality.
启示是来指引并且给信徒们有这个能力来去活出这个、一个属灵改变生命改变的实际。
Without it, believers remain carnal and spiritually very shallow.
没有启示，我们信徒就会停留在属肉体上面，并且是一个在一个属灵的肤浅的上面。
Finally, revelation aligns and empowers our service before God.
最后其实是使我们在对神的服事能够是一致的，并且是有能力的。
Serving God without revelation results in religious activity that's traditional, carnal, and also self-directed.
没有启示去服事神，我们服事的结果只不过是一些属于宗教的活动或是只不过是遗传，是属肉体的。
So when we serve from our own strength, we burn out pretty easily.
如果我们是靠着我们自己的力量去服事，我们很快就会感觉到非常的疲倦。
But when we see the heavenly vision, the hope of His glory, and the exceeding greatness of His power,
可是当我们看见那属天的意象的时候，我们看见他的恩召是何等的，有何等的指望，并且他，他的能力是何等的浩大。
So we know our service is not the same.
我们就知道我们的服事就不一样了。
You'll become supernaturally energized and aligned with His kingdom purpose.
我们就感觉到有那个超自然的的能力并且我们的服事是与他的旨意是一致的。
Next slide, please. The overall, the third point is the ultimate goal of revelation.
第三点就是启示的最终的目的。
It is to express the fullness of Christ.
就是要来彰显基督的丰富。
God does not give us revelation merely to satisfy our intellectual curiosity.
神把启示给我们，不是要让我们去满足我们在知识上面的好奇感。
But to fulfill an eternal corporate purpose ordained by God.
乃是要去完成神所预定的在团体的那个旨意。
There are probably three points under that title.
在这个的题目下面有三个点。
First, to bring us into living intimacy with him.
第一就是要把我们带进与他有一个亲密的生活。
In Ephesians 1, chapter 1, 17 says,
以弗所书第一章第十七节里面说到，
God reveals himself so that we might truly know him.
神显明他自己，使我们可以真的知道他。
Sometimes we sort of know God.
有时候我们好像对神有一点认识。
Without revelation, you only know something about God. You don't know God himself.
没有启示，我们只能够知道一些关于神的事，可是我们却没有认识神自己。
So, revelation will move us from a duty-bound servant to an intimate friends who understand their master's heart.
所以启示就使我们从一个做仆人只是去工作的那个情况，把我们带到好像一个朋友，我们可以明白到主人的心思。
That's what Jesus told the disciple at one point in John chapter 15.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章第十五节里面说到，
Basically he said, I no longer call you my servant, but I'll call you my friend.
基本上主说我从此以后不再当你们是仆人，我当你们是朋友。
So that you will know the things of my father.
使你们能够知道属于我父的，关于我父的事情。
The second point is revelation can form the spiritual characters in us.
第二点就是属灵的启示能够把一些属灵的性格来成型在我们这些器皿的身上。
So as we know, we are just vessels of God.
我们知道我们只不过是神的器皿。
Revelation requires a spiritual vessel.
属灵的启示需要有一个属灵的器皿。
In Psalm 25, chapter 25, 14, it says,
在诗篇第二十五章第十四节里面说到，
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
神奥秘的事是与那些敬畏他的人。
So, we see the divine insights produce certain things in the vessel that can fill with his revelation.
所以属灵的看见能够产生
这个黑名产生充满一个黑名声
能够充满在一个器皿的身上。
This vessel will be changed in his characters.
这个器皿的性格就会被改变。
It can produce humility, reverence, and obedience to God.
能够产生谦卑、敬畏和顺服神。
Because in God's eye, only those being transformed into Christ's likeness can properly carry out his revealed purpose.
因为在神的眼中，只有那些被磨成像基督的样式的人才能够去执行神的旨意。
The third point is revelation is to build up the church as the fullness of Christ.
第三点就是启示是要来建立的教会能够成为基督的丰满。
In Ephesians chapter 1:22-23, it says like this.
以弗所书第一章第一节第一章22-23节。
It says, God placed all things under Christ's feet and made him head over all things of the church, his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
神的将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
We have to note that fills all in all.
我们要知道那充满万有者所充满的。
So through the church, Christ become the first one to fill.
所以基督就成为第一位来充满。
And then through the church, God is going to fill the whole world.
然后透过教会，神要来充满整个世界。
Because the glory, the fullness of Christ is going to be manifest by the church in eternity.
因为教会要在永恒里面来彰显基督的荣耀。
So God's supreme purpose in Revelation is to build a glorious church.
所以神的最高的旨意在启示当中就是要来建立一个荣耀的教会。
It's a big vessel corporate through which Christ's authority, love, wisdom, and fullness are displayed. In the universe.
是一个很大的器皿在当中来把基督 的主权，他的爱，他的智慧来向整个的宇宙去显明。
If you want to read the glorious picture of that, you have to read Revelation chapter 21.
你如果想知道那一幅荣耀的图画，你可以去读启示录第21章。
You can see the glorious New Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
你会看到那荣耀，
圣耶路撒冷，
新耶路撒冷从天而降。
So that is the ultimate fullness.Or the church because of our Christ, Lord Jesus.
所以那就是教会最终的的丰满就是耶稣基督在当中。
So to conclude that, I would say God has not left his people to wander in human philosophy or blind tradition.
所以在结论的时候神没有撇下他的子民在人的那些哲学里面或者是一些遗传里面来打转。
You know, I recently read the first four books of the Bible.
The first, I said, yeah.
我
最近读旧约的头四本书。
It took me about 6 months.
我花了6个月的时间。
I don't learn from me, but I
啊，你不要学我。
But one conclusion I got.
啊，可是我啊得了一个结论。
The people of Israel, they do not know God's, what God wants.
啊，以色列人他们不知道神要的是什么。
They look at the sign, but they don't know the way.
他们看见那一些的神迹，可是他们却不知道那条路怎么走。
That's why they were circling in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以他们就在旷野流荡了40年那么久。
So, I hope I don't want to follow them.
我盼望我不是跟随着他们。
So finally, I want to quote something from Brother Watchman Nee.
最后我想引用尼托森弟兄所说的一些话。
He once said that,
他曾经这么说，
The eternal purpose of God can never be understood or grasped by the mind.
神永远的旨意绝非心思所能够理解或者领会的。
It has to come by revelation.
是必须借着启示来的。
All work for God begins with consecration or is based on surrender.
一切为着神的工作都是从奉献开始，或者是从顺服开始的。
But such consecration or surrender only come through revelation.
可是这样的奉献和顺服是唯有透过启示才能够产生的。
All spiritual work for God comes out of revelation.
所有一切属灵的工作都是来自启示。
Apart from revelation on God's eternal purpose, there can be no truly spiritual work.
离开了神永远旨意的启示，就没有真正的属灵的工作。
There can be scattered miscellaneous work for God, which is blessed by Him.
虽然可能有一些是零散杂乱的工作，也可能是蒙神的祝福。
But it cannot be fully called spiritual work or co-working with Him.
但是却不能够。这些工作却不能够说是与神同工，或者是被称为属灵的工作。
Unless this work is issued out of revelation as to God's eternal purpose.
除非这些工作是出自于神的启示，并且是与神的永远旨意有关联的。
So you gave us sort of a chain of thought to understand revelation.
所以他就给了我们一些对启示的一些的
领土。是一种
思想或是领会啊。
He says, every spiritual thing we possess has come to us by revelation.
他说我们所有的一切属灵的事物或者启示临到我们的。都是根据启示来的。
This revelation comes in this succession.
这些启示都是按照这样的次序来到的。
Number one.
第一。
Light.
光。
Number two. Revelation.
第二启示。
Number three. Life.
第三生命。
Number four. All his riches and who he is.
第四就是他是一切的丰富并且是他的所事。
So, I always think, why we talk about this?
我常想我们为什么要谈论这些呢？
I know not a lot of congregation want us to know more than just salvation of redemption of souls.
因为有很多的信徒有很多的聚会不要我们知道多过于我们的得救。
I heard they say, we want the present, but we don't want the present of God.
有一些人说我们想要那个礼物，可是我们却不要神的同在。
But you know, we are children of God.
可是我们知道我们是神的儿女。
We must know the Father's heart.
我们需要知道我们父神的心是怎么样。
We are young, we only receive from our Father.
当我们小的时候，我们只是从我们的父那里领受。
And we sort of our own freedom, we do whatever we like.
我们好像有我们的自由我们可以去做我们喜欢做的事。
Like a child, they don't listen to you, whatever they want to do.
就像我们的小孩，他们不想听我们的他们要去做他们想做的事。
But when you start to grow up,
但是当我们慢慢长大的时候，
you understand what your parents' expectation for you.
你就慢慢知道你的父母他们对你的期望是什么。
So you want to satisfy what their desire in you.
所以你就想在你身上可以来满足他们对你的期望。
I think we, as the children of God, I can confess, I haven't listened to him too many times.
我承认我没有太多次去听神的话。
But God is persistent.
可是神是持恒的，他不放弃。
He will tell us time after time.
他一次一次的来告诉我们。
Until he said, Lord, I go to listen.
直到我们说主啊，我会听你的话。
May the Father of glory grant us a continuous spirit of wisdom and revelation so we understand.
求荣耀的父把一个启示智慧的灵赏赐给我们。
May the eye of our heart be enlightened so we might forsake the earthly ambition and devote our life to build up his truth.
愿意我们的眼睛可以被光照，使我们愿意放下我们在属地的一些的野心来把我们的生命奉献给他。
May God bless his word.
愿意神祝福他的话。
I want to sing the hymn We Got a Vision.
我想唱那首诗歌你是我理想409。
409. I want to sing the first, third, and the fourth.
我们唱第一、第三和第四节。
Start. That's our prayer.
我们做个祷告。
May your heart be our own heart.
愿意你的心成为我们的心。
And whatever happened to us, may you still be our vision.
不论有何事发生在我们身上，愿意你仍是我们的意向。
God, we thank you.
主，我们感谢。
We can never say enough about your glorious expectation for your people.
我们永远不能够可以说得清楚你对你的子民那荣耀的旨意。
But today, I hope to convey a little bit of your eternal purpose.
可是今天我盼望可以把你对我们的那个永远的旨意可以再说的多一点。
Will you continue the work on our hearts?
请你继续的在我们心里面来做工。
May your revelation become our goal of life.
愿意你的启示成为我们生活的目标。
So that we will not deviate from your eternal purpose.
使我们不偏离你那永远的旨意。
You bless all of us who hear your word.
请你祝福我们今天在这里听到你话语的人。
We give you all the glory and praises.
我们把荣耀和赞美归给你。
In your Son Jesus Christ's name,
we pray. 奉你儿子耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.